Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back now for the five-minute interlude here, and you've been hearing the story of Wolfgang and what's going on with his kids and some of his children. He has 11 altogether, 11. And, of course, you know, we've mentioned his daughter in what she's had to go through in Iowa and what he's gone through in Minnesota and, of course, now in Missouri. And so, you know, wherever you go, it seems like the troublemakers follow, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
And your InYourFace.tv is quite an experiment here that you've been advertising for some time now. Every time you come on, you see how much good you've done, and people can become camcorder commandos too in any community, right?
Yes, that's true. Anywhere you got corruption, which is everywhere, all you got to do is point the camera in any county building, you're going to find something, I would think.
Now, when you get it, what do we do? Just uplink it to you?
Yes, you can. There's instructions on how to send it to us through the internet, and we can take large video files right over the internet and post it right up there on our website.
Now, you check these out first, or just make sure that it's okay before you put them up?
Sometimes we check it out. It's pretty visual medium, so. If there's any...
If there's anything questionable, though,
we'll check it out first. Right. Obviously, we're not going to air anything, you know, of a pornographic nature or anything like that, which I don't really think any of your listeners would send, but other people out there aren't as honest or forthright as your listeners, Rick.
Try to set you up, huh?
Right.
Yeah, well, that's always a danger, a clear and present danger. All right, so if people would like to get in touch with you personally and do that and help you also, they can do so on the forum. That's the easiest way to reach you, I understand.
Yes, just InYourFaceTV@rock.com.
Very good, Wolfgang. Thank you for this update, and I hope to hear from you soon again where we can continue to update our listeners.
Right, I really appreciate the airtime and... Good talking to you as always, and I'll keep you in touch with tell you what's going on in the near future, all right?
Very well, and we will help you any way we can.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Good night, Wolfgang.
Okay, bye now.
Well, there you go. You hear it, and I know many of you will call. Many of you will get on the site and email. That's wonderful because you see people are fighting across this nation today for their families. They're fighting for their freedom. They're fighting for the truth that God has given them. So it's not just one here and one there. It's many, many people who are fighting to retain the liberty that we have been given, that our forebears and forefathers bled for. And we can't let that go unanswered, that call to duty unheeded. And that's why when we come back from the next break, I do want to get into this report from MSNBC, at least, on the House voting to extend the federal hate crimes law. And this is the House, not the Senate, the House now. And talk about that, and also these debates, if any of you have seen these so-called debates tonight amongst the Republican candidates, hopefuls for president, let me know. Ron Paul, of course, is really the only one that interests me, and maybe Tom Tancredo as well. But certainly Ron Paul, we've been hearing. I mean, even Tim Russert actually acknowledged Ron Paul's existence tonight. Wasn't that something, huh? He couldn't avoid it. All right, our number is 1-800-313-9443. That simple. That's the toll-free line to us right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Get online. Click on republicbroadcasting.org. Look at the site, and if you wish to help us, now's the time. We're going to be conducting this pledge drive to continue to recover from our setback this past year. So we will, with your help. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Those of you on the line will be taking your call momentarily. I did want to spend a couple of moments on a couple of issues. Number one of the callers off air had suggested that maybe we should field some questions from our listeners who might have caught the Republicans tonight discussing their great crusade for the White House and how they're going to save America and so forth and so on. And I think at least one or two of the candidates might have something, but it's up to you if you wish to speak about it. I didn't see it, and I probably wouldn't have watched it even if I were able to see it. But in any event, you can tell me what you think if you saw it. I think we can do without it personally, without the debates, because they're meaningless, in fact, since the reality dictates that no man who's honest, like a Ron Paul, is going to get to the White House and live. Just not going to do it. He's not going to make it. If he does, he's in trouble. Yes. Okay. But what I wanted to talk to you about, thank you, Mr. Producer, what I wanted to talk to you about first and foremost is the fact that this so-called hate crimes bill, which we have been talking about until we got blue in the face, has now emerged as we expected it would. Ted Pike said it repeatedly, and last night once again. It has emerged from the House of Representatives by a vote of 237 to 180. So, obviously, there were a significant number of people, 180 of them, who voted no. All right? No, by a margin of 57 votes passing. And MSNBC has told us that just hours after the White House issued a veto threat Thursday, the House voted to add gender and sexual orientation to the categories covered by the already existing federal hate statute, as we've been telling you. Now, the important vote of conscience, as they tell us, is of a statement of what America is, a society that understands that we accept differences. So said House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, excuse me, from Maryland. Representative Barney Frankfort from Massachusetts, the openly homosexual male, they tell us, in the House, presided over the chamber as the final vote was taken. Well, that's not surprising, Barney Frank. The vote came after fierce lobbying from civil rights groups who have been pushing for years for added government protection against hate crimes, and social conservatives who say the bill threatens the right to express moral opposition to homosexuality and singles out groups of citizens for special protection. The White House, in a statement warning of a veto, said state and local criminal laws already cover the new crimes defined under the bill, and there was no persuasive demonstration of any need to federalize such a potentially large range of violent crime enforcement. Now, for once, I can agree with the rhetoric of the Bush administration. But that's just the rhetoric. It remains to be seen what will happen from this point on. They tell us it also noted the bill leaves other classes, such as the elderly, the military, and police officers without similar special status. Listen to this. Special status. No one or group can have special status over any other individual or group in our country. That is a violation of equal protection. And then we're told that our criminal justice system has been built on the ideal of equal justice for all, so said Representative Lamar Smith of Texas, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee. Under this bill, justice will no longer be equal, but depend on the race, sex, sexuality, sexual orientation, disability, or status of the victim. Republicans, in a parliamentary move that would have effectively killed the bill, tried to add seniors and military to those qualifying for hate crimes protection. It was deleted and then defeated on the status of the victim. It was defeated on a mainly party line vote. Hate crimes under the federal law apply to acts of violence against individuals on the basis of race, religion, color, or national origin. Federal prosecutors have jurisdiction only if the victim is engaged in a specific federally protected activity, such as voting. Now, the House bill would extend the hate crimes category to include sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, or disability, and give federal authorities greater leeway to participate in hate crimes investigations. This is the ADL Act, you see. It approves $10 million over the next 2 years to help local law enforcement officials cover the cost of hate crimes prosecutions. Federal investigators could step in if local authorities are unwilling or unable to act. The Human Rights Campaign, the country at the largest gay rally rights group, said that the federal intervention could have made a difference in the case of Brandon Tina, the young Nebraska transsexual depicted in the movie Boys Don't Cry, who was raped after two friends discovered that he was biologically female, then murdered when local police did not arrest those responsible. Now, meanwhile, Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family, warned that the true intent of the bill was to muzzle people of faith who dare to express their moral and biblical concerns about homosexuality. If you read the Bible in a certain way, he told his broadcast listeners, you may be found guilty of committing a thought crime. And that is the extent of the report that I can read right now for the time being. I'll read a little bit more later if we have time, but let me go to the phones at 800-313-9443. Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening. Thanks for the good summary on the hate crime vote today and some of the issues that were raised. But of that vote in the 237 that supported the hate crime resolution, 25 House Republicans voted to support the hate crime legislation.
Yeah, yeah.
And 10 abstained from voting.
That's right.
So, you know, all this discussion about the Republicans standing up for liberty, individual rights, I'm sorry, but they missed their opportunity. And there were a few that spoke admirably, and this business about giving one group more protection than another group. Our law shouldn't be based on this differences between one group and another. It should be uniform, and there should be consistent application for all.
And it shouldn't be on the federal level. And this business of protecting, what does protection mean? Protecting you or me from what? For instance, if I make a statement that may be, quote, racially motivated or hate motivated, that should not be a crime. The crime should be the act of violence or in some way harming someone else, not emotionally, not spiritually or mentally, but physically harming them. That's the only kind of law that I could understand.
Absolutely, and the few examples that they cited in support of the rationale for the legislation, those people that committed these violent acts were all given life sentences, or they were executed, or whatever. So this piling on of how do you take additional measures against someone if they're already given a life sentence?
Well, see, that's because they're really out to get us.
Oh, I know. It is thought control.
It's right, exactly. It's speech control, thought control, behavior control, and it's all about peddling fear, the fear that maybe something you say critical of the politicians, the government, the lobbies, might land you in jail or worse.
Absolutely. It's an affront to the constitutional First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. But let me shift gears a little bit.
Surely.
I did watch the candidates, the Republican.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, tell me, what did I miss out on?
You missed out, see, when you look at this in perspective, it was an hour and a half with the 10 candidates.
Yes.
But it was controlled by Chris Matthews, and the questions were, they were softball questions to Romney, Giuliani, and McLean, I call him McLean, or Senator mm-hmm. McCain, mm-hmm. who get too many questions thrown his way. But when I looked at the bottom line and thought about what I had just seen, everybody missed a mark. Nobody, including Dr. Ron Paul, who had every opportunity to talk about mm-hmm. the most fundamental issue affecting this country,
mm-hmm.
is the North American Union, the undermining of our national sovereignty, the NAFTA superhighway system.
And no one brought it up?
No one brought it up.
I didn't think it would be brought up except by Ron Paul, and you're saying he did not bring that up as the most important issue?
That's right. He had an opportunity to insert that.
Now, what did he bring up? What was his response to the question?
Well, he talked about, let's see, certain key issues. He was consistent on his emphasis on liberty and staying out of foreign intervention,
right.
and turning back to the fundamental Republican, you might say, independence stand, and not getting involved in wars of aggression, European conflict, you know, staying.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need such a huge government. We don't need the income tax. We don't need so much, such a huge government with this military intervention. Now, he was consistent with his words in the past, but he missed a golden opportunity to talk about what's happening in his state that is affecting millions of Texans, the NAFTA superhighway system and the merger of the U.S. with Mexico and Canada with this North American Union. So he missed, to me, a brilliant opportunity to make a difference.
Well, can you stay on the line?
Oh, yeah.
I want to pursue this with you. We'll be back in 3 minutes to pursue the presidential Republican debates tonight and the hate crimes legislation passing one house of the Congress. We'll be back with more. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Ernie from Virginia, and Ernie has expressed some disapproval at what he saw, at least some lack of inspiration, even from Ron Paul, who missed a golden opportunity to bring up the North American Union and all of that. And, yeah, I would say the same thing you say, Ernie, because I, too, feel that that's the number one issue is the abolition of America. There's nothing bigger than that right now.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing that did come up, though, was the Real ID Act, and Chris Matthews tried to, I thought, trick some of the candidates into saying that they would support the National ID Act universally for both citizens and immigrants. And later in the follow-up to, with Romney, Giuliani, and one of the other candidates, they said, no, we're not for the National ID to cover current citizens, but only to apply to the new immigrants when they were talking about immigration. But Ron Paul and Tancreda were absolutely in opposition to a National ID Act, and so I did give kudos to Ron Paul for his consistency and his stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, on the discussion with taxes, there seemed to be a common thread between many of the candidates to eliminate the alternative minimum tax, which has been an undue burden on the middle class.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they get all got some kudos for that, but their taxes are too high, they're too inconsistent. There is some discussion about 2010 and what's going to happen in 2011 with the return of the estate tax and then the end of the Bush tax cuts. And so we have a tax system up and down, which is not good for the economy, for the creation of jobs, et cetera. So there was good discussion
there.
All
right, let me get back to another issue, too.
Sure.
That's the so-called immigration issue. What was the question? How was it phrased? And what was the response?
Well, we never did get a clear question on the immigration. And do you support, for example, the president's amnesty program,
mm-hmm.
Or the comprehensive immigration programs such as Senate Bill 2611 from last year? There was no clear, explicit question on immigration. It was sort of backdoor to, if you were elected president, would you have Tancredo be your director of Homeland Security? Sort of like a slap from, they had some online questions from one of the websites. Some people were sending questions in, but I didn't trust that. I thought it was a stack deck, and too many questions went to the favored leaders.
Yeah.
You know, and Ron Paul and Tancredo, I know Tancredo in the beginning, like the first 10 questions, McCain got two questions, and Tancredo was left out. And I could see his disappointment. But this continued. There was a trend of leaving out Ron Paul and Tancredo, and Chris Matthews and some of the other questioners were favoring certain people. To me, Chris Matthews was very curt to Ron Paul. He would cut him off before you finish. Mm-hmm. Just about every one of his comments.
Well, we don't expect anything other than that. But what about the issue concerning energy and the fact that we're paying nearly $3.50, $4 a gallon for gasoline now?
They did not talk about
too
that.
Too important to raise.
Oh, yeah, important, but there was a little discussion about the need for alternative fuels and, let's see, which candidate. It went pretty fast, and no one really made a real clear statement. Maybe Duncan and Congressman Duncan and even Governor Thompson of Wisconsin brought up that, but most of the governors, ex-Governor Gilmore and Thompson, talked about their roles of governor as governor and their actions to cut taxes and Gilmore, for example, he was a consistent conservative, and he talked about his role. But he, to me, he spent too much time talking about Iraq, Middle East, and Iran. And there was too much emphasis on what to do about Iran and if they get nuclear weapons. Will we support Israel? And Tancredo was given a question about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Would we attack or defend Israel if they were attacked? And to me, it was getting off the mark. It was that I didn't think it was a fair and good debate, and especially on NAFTA and the lack of discussion on fair trade versus free trade and what's happening to the middle class, the loss of jobs, the 3 million lost manufacturing jobs. None of that. Some discussion about pro-life, you know, are you pro-life or pro-choice? A lot of discussion on that, and it just, to me, was a lost opportunity tonight to have a real political debate. And mm-hmm. the absence of the North American Union discussion and the NAFTA superhighway system, to me, was the most disappointing part of the whole situation. Because Ron Paul should have been able to insert at least some of the concepts to get the national attention, because what we've been seeing with the controlled mainstream media is the continuous absence of any discussion on those key issues.
And yes, absolutely. And I'm glad you watched it to tell us, Ernie. I'm very happy that you at least told us something that we need to digest now.
Right. Hopefully this will change in the next debates, and I'll be interested to see if any of your other listeners had a chance to see it.
All right. Yes, we do have other callers, and we'll get to them. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll continue in just 3 minutes with more. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned for more discussion on these issues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
We're back now. We're back, and we'll get to your calls in just a moment. A note that I heard, and I don't know the latest on the condition of Mike Blair, who, of course, as you know, is an award-winning a reporter for the American Free Press, but he was in intensive care as of last week because of that very serious automobile accident that he was involved in. And Mike Blair is one of the top writers at the American Free Press, so I don't know his condition. If anyone knows, you can be free to tell me. Certainly, my prayers have been with him, and we hope that everything turns out okay. I'm not sure exactly what has happened and the nature of his injuries, but I thought I would mention that to you as well. And we've been talking about the 10 Republicans tonight who gathered to answer questions. I hate to call them debates because they're not debates, but they're question and answer sessions. And apparently it was quite stilted and quite obviously biased. The way it was handled was very unprofessional, which is what I would expect from someone in the network field to be responsible for doing, not behaving in a professional manner, and not handling the 10 candidates, if you will, with any kind of equality or parity. I don't expect that from the networks. I don't expect that from Chris Matthews or any of the rest of them, to be perfectly candid with you. And also this hate crimes bill that has emerged by not that big a margin in the House, now in the Senate, that vote will come up very shortly, and we are hearing there's a great deal of opposition now from many Republicans in the Senate, and now is most important this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, all weekend, to let them have it, all of them. Vote no on the hate bill. No on any hate bill, any compromise. And Mr. Bush has said that he will, quote, veto the bill if it comes to his desk. Well, we'll find out about that. But anyway, you see, the work that you've been doing now has been growing. And when Dobson gets involved and Focus on the Family and many of these evangelical groups now beginning to wake up, even at this late hour, that certainly has to tell you that we are reaching a tremendous amount of people who we're not even aware of how many people we reach, because they'll never call a talk show. They'll never call in, but they do listen. 1-800-313-9443. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're next.
Yeah, hi.
Good. I haven't heard from you in a while, Henry. Have you been recalcitrant?
Well, I'm sort of disgusted. Did I hear right that you said 230 voted for that bill?
237.
And 180
voted no.
Okay, and the rest were undecided, obviously, because there's 500 people in the House.
Well, there were at least 10 or so who did not vote, didn't show up, didn't have the guts to vote either way. So that explains that number.
All right, but, let me ask you this.
Yes.
That same bill that passed the House,
mm-hmm.
I'm really getting sick of this country, I really am. I'm going to have to leave.
You can still call me, even if you leave.
Oh, yeah, I could. You know, I have a computer. I could call you all the way from Denmark, anywhere. You're right.
Right.
If that bill moved to the Senate, would it still be called H.R. 15-something, or is it the
It's the
11,
S. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a different bill.
No, well, it's gone to conference, but essentially it's the same bill. It doesn't matter what the number is. They all know it as the hate bill, the hate federal statute.
Right, but what would the number be? So when I call the Senate, would it be the same number?
We had 1195 was the number, the last number that I had, S-1195.
Right, but that's a different bill. That's the William Shepard. That's the.
It's just a different name. It's the companion bill. No, it is the companion bill.
Right, but see, if they pass that, what I'm saying is this, not to go into a tirade or wording, long wording, but what I mean is that if you have one bill with one number, a House resolution passes the House,
mm-hmm.
and there's another separate bill with a Senate bill that passes the Senate, and that's a different number, still, one of the others still has to pass the other that wasn't passed. In other words,
well,
if it passed the House, it's still got that same other bill.
It has to be the same bill that passes both. Yes.
Right, that's what I was going to say. That's
right.
What I was going to say where
right.
I stand. Right, okay. All right, and Ted Pike told you that, or he was on?
No, I mean, this is news all over the country. It's been reported on it. But we expected that now. Oh, by the way, yeah, the House bill was 1592, as we mentioned.
Right,
and
I know what that is. Yeah,
right,
I called about it.
Good, good. Well, a lot of people have made a lot of noise, and that's why so much of the votes have actually been quite... more, I think, in opposition than I thought. I thought it was going to be a much more stacked deck against us. And actually, when you consider, bringing up 180 votes against it means that people have been really calling their congressmen.
No, first of all, Ricky, I mean, I understand how you feel, but Why would you think that when I – oh, no, that's right. I didn't tell you that. I told Ted Pike. Okay, I'll tell you what I told Ted Pike briefly. I've been calling in other states that I haven't lived in, including Utah, by the way. Now, see, what's strange is this. If you call states that are not as flooded with as much all the crap like Utah, which is more white, Maine, Oregon, even though I know Oregon had a House interstate bill that they passed, okay, even Michigan passed a law against affirmative action because it was a lawsuit from a girl it was on Bob Grant years ago, and they mainly made that illegal. But when I was calling, before I even got there, and they picked me up, you know, the aides, they knew what I was talking about. Some of them sound worried. Some of them sound now, the one in Utah, Bishop, Congressman Bishop, I called three of them in Salt Lake City. There's three there, over there in Salt Lake City.
Well, what actually was the congressman's response?
Well, the congressman, I asked to speak to him. You know, I always ask to speak to them if they're in the office. And she told me no. It was a man, one with Bishop. It was a gentleman. With the other congressman, Gannon, it was a woman.
Yeah.
And they told me, one of them told me most likely he's not going to vote for that anyway. When I called the one up in Maine, she said she already got several already that day that were calling. So I would imagine, you know, I'm surprised, really a little surprised that it passed, although I'm not shocked. But
well, if you were listening, you would have heard us say that. It was more likely going to pass in the House. Ted said it. Everything he'd been led to believe was that it's a done deal in the House. The only chance now, right now, to defeat it is in the Senate, and we don't know for sure what the White House will do, because you know how dishonest and corrupt the White House is. But right now, they're trying to save a sinking ship for the Republicans in this party that are disenchanted. And right now, they're maintaining a veto posture on this bill.
Yeah,
by the way, the number actually is 1105, not 1195. I misspoke. It's a Senate Bill 1105, okay?
All right, I'll have to correct that. Okay. Well, you know, I'll say this, I'll hang up. I don't have really much more to say. Oh, something very important, though, about the honeybees. So that's kind of off. Maybe I'll get to that.
All right, honey.
What is this?
Yes.
There is a guy named Jeffrey Smith.
Yes.
He wrote a book called, I got this from Jackie Petru, who has a Sweet Liberty website. He wrote a book called Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette. The author's name is Jeffrey, like spelled with a J, though, not G.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Smith. If you can in the future, see if you can get him on the show, or if you want to give you his phone number, if you might want to have him on. It has to do with this genetic engineering of foods, and it's possible that they are planning some kind of famine by, you know, if these bees wipe out all around, we could have serious problems in next three years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to have him on. He was talking about the stuff that's being done, and I won't get into that. But you know, this just keeps up with this stuff with the Senate and everything else. I don't know what to say. What sickens me with this country, I'll say this, I'll hang up, is you notice even if we were to have fascism, even if we have a police state, what's so sick and stupid about this country is it always centers around two main things, and that is whether to incorporate any and every race and group to flood here, and diversity and tolerance and feelings, or some kind of religious or some crap all humanity garbage. And, you know, I look at, I'm not excusing things Mussolini did, some of the things he did, some of the things Hitler did, some of the things that the Hungarian dictator and his nationalist party did in Hungary at the same time, by the way, because they were allies. But it still was for its people in a way. It was for themselves, too, so they could be powerful and whatever and be an emperor. But it still was for their own people and language and culture. When we make stuff, we just blank ourselves up in the butt. I mean, put it that way. Everything with us is to do the opposite, to destroy a Western culture, make ourselves all socially correct. It's just sickening. I'm really getting sick of this country. Constitution stuff or not, I'm really sick of it. All right, I'll let you go. Let me take somebody
Thank
else.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You
bye.
Very much for that.
Okay,
reprieve.
Bye.
All right. Okay, bye. Bye. Hello? Hello? Anyway, Yes, Henry, even though you talk a lot and you get drifted off in different directions, you do make a lot of sense, and you're right on this issue. We're talking about the hate bill and the presidential 10 Republican candidates that have come forth and indicated their candidacy. And right now I'm going to take another call from another caller, Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick. I witnessed the presidential debate, and I'll tell you one thing. I couldn't wait to click on to your show, to RBN, after listening to it.
Well, when you use the word witness, it's I expected you to say you witnessed a crime or a massacre.
I'll tell you. It
an explosion.
It's an insult to your listeners and to average intelligence. I'll tell you why. As you know, you've had Ted Pike on to let us and give us the details about the hate crime legislation. You've had Dr. Jerome Corsi on. You've interviewed them several times on the North American Union. You've had Bob Chapman on the financial affairs. You've had all these great people. And Chris Matthews, not counting the Kelo decisions and all these most important legislation and events that are affecting our lives daily. Now, if you looked at the presidential debate, you thought you were in another world, an entirely different world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no disrespect to Ron Paul, but I was disappointed because he had several opportunities. Now, keep this in mind. If you reviewed the tapes, and maybe if I can get time, you will see that he was given very little time compared to Rudy, to Senator John McCain, and the favorite sons. But in the meantime, we never got the important issues out. And here the issues come out on your show. You interview these people, and you go over the questions and the criteria, and the people can call in the show. And that's why RBN is critical. It is so important that we support RBN, because I can tell you, after looking at the debate, it was, I mean, no disrespect to Ernie, but it was far worse than what he had said.
Well, that's why I don't watch that stuff. I know better. I know what's coming, and it's the same script rehearsed over and over again, and I already know how they stand, particularly the only good ones, Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo. I don't really have to learn anymore. All I know is that our salvation is not going to come from any candidate running for president, okay? It's going to have to be, you know, politically anyway, it's going to have to be in the halls of Congress, and if that obviously doesn't work, then we have the backup, the cartridge box, and that's ultimately what's going to happen. It will be settled one way or another in the streets, ultimately, as our founding fathers did. That's where it's going to be heading, because we no longer have a government that is respectful of its people and that is responsible to the electorate. We just have passed that point.
I agree with you. The show displayed that. It displayed just that.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful.
But the number that we call starting tomorrow at the Capitol.
Yes,
I have it. 877-851-6437.
That's right.
And it is critical that each and every one of us out here call them, 877-851-6437, and denounce this hate crime legislation. And also, it is important. In fact, I'm calling RBN tomorrow, and I am going to be, I will support RBN tomorrow and give my support. And I'm looking for the number for that. Oh, here it is. 1-800-724-2719.
That's the number.
And it is critical that we support RBN and the show, because I tell you, we have learned so much from your show, from Dr. Corsi, the North American Union, Ted Pike, the hate crime legislation, the Kelo decision, we can just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And it was starting with Wolfjack today. The whole point is, we're getting so much information from RBN, and it cannot be taken lightly.
No. And now you see what they're doing. The lead story in the American Free Press on the postal system, making a big deal, a secret deal with the big media, print media, so that they can afford to continue to make mail out their publications, when independent press now are going to be folding the tent, many of them are not going to be able to afford to exist anymore after July. You realize that?
Not surprising. And that is exactly why we need to support RBN that much more.
Precisely, yes.
That much more. Well, I can't thank you enough, Rick, and for
thank you.
You are personally doing. And I will be calling tomorrow at 877-851-6437.
That's the number.
And they will be hearing my voice.
Amen. And you have a wonderful voice, too.
Thank you, Rick.
Keep up the good work.
Will do.
Thank you. Thank you. We need more women. Well, like Leslie calling and writing as well. But, you know, let me tell you something. It's not over. This fight is just beginning. And people like Leslie and you who are calling, you are being heard, believe it or not. I mean, I'm not just saying this because it sounds like the right thing to say. I really am. I knew this was going to pass the House. We knew that right from the beginning. But I am amazed that we got as many votes against it. And I know that had no one spoke out about this, it would have been almost unanimous. It would have been an overwhelming majority voting in favor of it. And that's why it's important to it be killed. And it will be killed in the Senate. We must kill it in the Senate and send it back again for the fourth or fifth year in a row, regardless of whatever the White House claims it's going to do. I wouldn't put my confidence in anything George Bush says, or any of them for that matter. But now's the time. You heard the number, 877-851-6437. Also, you can call the toll number if you have unlimited dialing and you can't get through the toll-free line, 202-225-3121. We'll be right back with more Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid? We have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Well, that's right. That's right. They are in control. But here's the names. These are some of the names I want you to remember as you call the toll-free number in Washington to the United States Senate. These are some of the names that need to be remembered, whose offices you should insist on speaking to. Lamar Alexander, Tennessee. Robert Bennett, Utah. Norm Coleman, Minnesota. Susan Collins, Maine. John Ensign, Nevada. Judd Gregg, New Hampshire. Richard Lugar, Indiana. Lisa Murkowski, Arkansas. That's Alaska, I believe. Olympia Snow, Maine. Ted Stevens, yes, Alaska, too. George Voinovich, Ohio. John Warner of Virginia. In addition to them, these are 17 senators whose positions are unclear, the so-called fence straddlers. Wayne Allard of Colorado, Christopher Bond of Missouri, Jim Bunning, Kentucky, Richard Burr, North Carolina, Michael Crapo, Idaho, Liz Dole, North Carolina, Pete Domenici, New Mexico, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, Chuck Hagel, Nebraska, Kay Hutchinson in Texas, Mel Martinez in Florida, another Republican, John McCain in Arizona. He's one of the sponsors of the amnesty bill. Pat Roberts, Kansas, John Sununu, New Hampshire, Craig Thomas, Wyoming, John Thune, South Dakota, and David Vitter in Louisiana. Those are the names. The number, again, 877-851-6437. And the other toll-free number, if you can't get through, is also toll-free, 866-220-0044. That's 866-220-0044. And the toll number, 202-225-3121. All right? You can go to www.truthtellers.org for the latest update and information. That's the chore now. The Senate is the focus. It is the target. Okay? Make that perfectly clear. We're just about out of time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on another great show. Tomorrow night, Lord willing, we'll be back, 9 o'clock Central, for another fascinating program with Rick Adams, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN with your prayers, your donations, and, of course, whatever you can do. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We have yet begun to fight, ladies and gentlemen. And remember the words of Everett Hale and Patrick Henry at this hour. We shall be back again, Lord willing, tomorrow night. Same time, same network. Keep it set here. Spread the word. And we'll talk again. Until then, good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar,